The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, on the hotline right now, one of our favorites, Danny Trejo, stopping by to talk about his new series, Mysteries Unearthed.
He is a goddamn American treasure.
American treasure. I was so excited just to speak to him for a couple of seconds before you put him on.
From Dusk to Dawn to, you know, Devil's Rejects, from Spy Kids to Con Air to Machete, it doesn't matter. Everything he's done, his story, where he came from, what he went through, what he's done with his world, dude. Danny Trejo is a badass of the first order.
Born May 16th in Echo Park, Los Angeles, California, our next guest took a troubled youth, spending time in and out of the California penal system, and turned it into a successful acting career with scene-stealing work in such films as From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, The Devil's Rejects, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Badass, Spy Kids, The Machete Movies, and many more, making him one of the most recognizable character actors in Hollywood. He's become a food icon with his Trejo's Tacos and Donut Shops. And starting this Friday, you can see him as the host of the new History Channel series, Mysteries Unearthed. Please welcome Hollywood icon, Danny Trejo.
Mr. Danny Trejo, how have you been?
Happy holidays. Wow.
It is. First of all, it's crazy how fast the year's gone by, hasn't it?
I know. I got the big tree out in front of my house. We're getting ready to light it, and all my neighbors wait. So we have our own tree lighting.
That's great.
Fiasco here at my house. And just have a Christmas. It's so funny. I know Christmas is, it means so much to, like, especially ex-convicts, you know, that spent six or seven of them or eight of them behind bars. It's like just to see everybody just like having just such a beautiful time. We love Christmas around here.
Yeah, man, because it really is. It's about family and friends and love and togetherness and forgiveness. And it is a hallmark of each year passing. And you're right. If you're down and, you know, you're locked down, yeah, when that passes by, I can only imagine how terribly lonely and that illustration of time passing you by is awful.
Well, you know what? I think the loneliest time is when you're away from family and there's no way to get back. Soldiers, you know, the guys that are overseas and stuff, they feel the exact same way as someone in prison, you know, because basically, you know, they're away from that home front. And now, you know, we take real good care of the people that we know that are locked up and do whatever we can and visit. I take my singers up there because I have a singing group and, you know, do whatever we can. We do the same thing out here for rehabs and stuff. And I think that's one of the only reasons that the good Lord has let me stay out so long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about it. From San Quentin and Folsom Prison, where you were, Danny, to today. Like, we're going to talk about Mysteries Unearthed, Danny Trejo. I mean, the movies you've done are legendary. You're a goddamn American treasure, Danny. And I've said that to you before, and I mean it till the day I'm gone. You are the epitome of the dream. You had a tough childhood. You made some poor choices. You fought your way back through them. And you're one of the most beloved celebrities known today. And I think what a story for everyone to hear.
You know, when I finally realized that I was the one that made it tough, you know what I mean?
Sure, and that's right.
And it kind of turned around, you know, when I kind of accepted the fact, wait a minute, a lot of this is your fault.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the world needs to figure out. Like, hey, man, we're responsible for ourselves. Do your best and help others. But also remember, your problems are something you've got to
work. When we finally decide that, look, we're all on the Titanic.
Yeah,
that's for a good right. Seat, you that's know, right. So we better, like, just all get together and try to figure out how to make this thing work.
So do you still, Danny, I mean, this Mysteries Unearthed, like my big thing, I love traveling and I love mysteries. I love seeing what's around the next corner over the next hill. And, you know, with this Mysteries Unearthed, are you a big history guy? Do you love finding that stuff out?
Yeah, well, you know what? History, I think, was one of the only classes I ever passed. I mean, I love hearing about people. There's a lady that was digging in her backyard and found a Roman villa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, when people go out looking for things, it's like, well, I'm glad when they find them. But our first episode, that's what it is, mysterious structures. You know, like people that have found buildings. Like in Texas, when they were building a building and found it, you know, bones of a prehistoric elephant or
right,
and that kind of stuff, you know, and prehistoric structures. Well, that's the kind of stuff that I kind of like hearing about.
Well, and I was just in Manhattan for Thanksgiving. It's just been a long tradition for me. But I remember when this story happened, they were doing construction or building a road or a building was being done, but they ran across a war era ship that was underneath the city of Manhattan.
That was the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
When they found a warship.
I love that stuff. It, you know, to me, and again, I don't know if when you were down, and to go back to that, if you were big into reading, if that became your escape, but that's always been my thing, is like reading about it, and then the internet made it so much easier to discover things if you wanted to get out there and look, right? But that's why I love shows like this, Mysteries Unearthed with Danny Trejo. I love the fact that you're still curious, Danny, that you still want to go out and find stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can, when people stop being curious, they end up on the wrong side of the grass.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm still curious. I still work. I just got back from San Francisco yesterday. We did a Comic-Con up there and got to meet a lot of people. And I hung out with, Elvis's wife.
Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Yeah.
Unbelievable woman, unbelievable lady. You know what I mean? And she was just really, really cool.
So Danny, when you go to these Comic Cons, does it still stun you, the line that forms to meet you? Because it is such a specific thing, you know. And you know, when you see these lines, I've seen the photographs of you at Comic Cons. There's 100 people deep waiting for sometimes hours just to shake your hand and say hello.
You know, it's like I have a lot of fans that are really, really close. What I love to hear is when some guy comes up and looks like he's going to pull a pistol and say, give me your money. And he says, I heard you speak in Folsom. And, I turn my life. Oh, God. It's like every once in a while, I have to go to the bathroom and just give thanks to God, man. Thank you, for letting somebody hear me.
And I don't know if I ever told you this, but I know they don't give tours through Folsom, but through a friend of a friend, the lieutenant warden carried me through Folsom, and we walked through, and I saw the floor, the cells, the showers, the gray stone building, the church, everything. I mean, we even walked into Death Row, that's been closed up now. And I walked all through Folsom, and I will tell you, it is the single heaviest experience I've ever had in my life.
We used to call that the House of Dracula, just because of the way it was built.
Yeah.
It looked like an old castle.
Yeah, it did. It was because it was Victorian era. That setup was built in the Victorian era because they used to keep it where prisoners couldn't see each other, and they realized that if you could let people have some human contact, they wouldn't go quite as crazy and the stir crazy and as violent. And it was, it was a walk through history, and we definitely were very respectful of, people doing their time, but I never thought I'd ever see the Jericho Mile, like, in person.
Yeah. It's funny, because, when Michael Mann did the Jericho Mile, he met my Uncle Gilbert. He was one of the guys in charge of the Latino Union in Folsom. And when they did the Jericho Mile, African Americans came out, and the Caucasians all came out. Everybody came out, but no Mexicans. And Michael Mann, what are you talking about? It can't be a prison without Mexicans. And so somebody told him, "Well, you have to talk to the president of their union."
Right.
And so anyway, they ended up talking to my uncle and a couple other people. And so Michael Mann and my uncle made friends. And then when I showed up on E. He asked, "Hey, what's up, man?" and asked me about Gilbert. And Gilbert had passed away, he OD'd. And Michael Mann was like, just like, bad. Oh, he was just, and he changed my name three times. And every time they changed my name, they had to put a new script. Finally, he just came up and asked me, can I call you Gilbert Trejo? Yeah. That was after my uncle, because they
That's
were friends.
Great.
And he actually, my name in Heat is Gilbert Trejo.
That's the craziest stories. And if you're just joining the show, legendary Danny Trejo. A new show debuting Friday, the 9th, I'm sorry, 9 p.m. on History Channel. But the stories, Danny, that you've got from your childhood through Quentin and then that transition from Folsom into the movies, into being security, into being a boxer, into being given a chance in Hollywood and holding on to that with both hands and doing it like everything else in this life, full bore, you walk through the door and you do it fearlessly. That's going to be your legacy, Danny, and I think you wear it well.
Thank you, man. I just, I'm just doing it, man. Everybody's, you know, what do you want out of life? I want my kids to have a good life. That's my, what do you call it? I don't know, my whatever.
Your legacy?
When
your
I get
legacy.
Out of here, I just want to make sure they have a good life.
Yeah. Well, that's my it. It's what we all want, right? We all want to be loved. We want our families to be safe.
My son's a director now.
Yeah? Yeah?
He just got back from Japan. And so, but it's tough when your son's a director, because every time you get in an argument, you're like, Dad, I'm the director, okay? Automatically pulled right.
Yeah. You're like, I'll deal with you on the weekend then, son. Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, Danny, they're giving me the rap, but I'm always, always happy to see your name come up on our guest list, and I love having you on the show anytime. You're always welcome here, Danny Trejo.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, brother. All right, stay there.